完形填空。Jack lost his job last week. Jack 上个星期丢失了他的工作。It was difficult for him to find another one. 对于他而言，要再找另外一份工作是很困难的。那么这里的 one 呢，就指代的是前面的 job。再有，我们也要注意，做某件事对某个人而言是很困难的。It is difficult for somebody to do something 这个句式。Somebody told him that it was possible to get a new one in a town 200 kilometers away. 有人告诉他，那么这里的 someone 叫做复合不定代词，做主语，告诉他什么呢？这里的 that 引导了一个宾语从句。It was possible to do something, 指的就是做某件事情是可能的。这里的 it 呢叫做形式主语，真正的主语呢就是后面那个 to get a new one in a town。那么在小镇里面去找到一份新工作是有可能的。那么小镇离他现在的地方有多远呢？ 200 kilometers away。 那么 be away 指的是离哪哪有多远。 He decided to get there. 他决定到那儿 by train, 乘坐火车到达那里。那这里面我们是怎么看出来的呢？其实上来你是填不出来的，我们是根据后半句话 So he went to the railway station. 因此他去了火车站 And got 什么 a train? 上火车 And got on a train. Get on the train 指的是上火车。 He was the only one in the car. 他是车里面唯一的，就是这节车厢里面的唯一的一个乘客。The train started. 火车开动了。Suddenly, a man came in with a gun and said to him. 突然间一个男人手持手枪对他说道，这里的啊 came in with a gun, with 表示伴随，带着，装有，携带。Your money or your life. 说到什么呢？说要么给钱啊，要么啊给命。这里的第七小题 or 表示选择。Jack sat there without up. Jack 坐在那儿，没有怎么样，选的是 standing up, 因为 without 是介词，所以介词后面要接动名词的结构。I don't have any money. 我没有钱，因为这是一个直接引语，我们用一般现在时就可以了。Jack answered. Then, why are you so afraid of me? The man asked angrily.然后呢，这个劫匪很生气地说，那你怎么这么害怕看着我呀？ Because you were the conductor, and I didn't buy a ticket, answered Jack. 因为我原以为你是检票员，因为我上火车没有买票， Jack 说道。所以第十小题，原以为，我们用 think 的过去式，也就是我以前以为啊啊。要用 think 的过去式 thought, 比如说我原以为你正确的，你是对的， I thought you were right, 这样就可以了。那 because I thought you were the conductor, 我原以为你是检票员而不是劫匪啊，这里面我们就用 think 的过去式 thought。 好，完形填空题我们就说完了，接下来我们再来看阅读理解。 Tom and Mac are good friends. Tom 和 Mike 是好朋友。Sometimes they are kind to each other. 有的时候呢，他们对对方都很好。Sometimes they are not. 有的时候呀，他们就没有那么友善了。But some of their classmates say they are like brothers. 但是他们的一些同学们却声称他们就好像兄弟般一样。One day, they went out for a walk together. 一天呢，他们出去散步。At noon, they were very hungry, and they went into a restaurant to have lunch. 一个中午呢，他们都很饥饿，于是来到了一家餐馆吃午饭。The waiter came up to them and asked. 那么 waiter, 也就是服务生，走到他们面前问道， What can I do for you? 请问你们要什么？ Please bring us two apples first, said Tom. Tom 说道，先给我们来两个苹果。When the waiter put the two apples on the table, Mike took the bigger one at once. 当服务生拿来了两个苹果放在了桌子上， Mike 立刻拿起了那个个儿大的。Tom got angry. You are impolite. Why didn't you take the smaller one?
Tom said. Tom 很生气，说道：你太不礼貌了，你怎么不拿那个小个的呀？
But I was right, said Mike with a smile. If I let you take first, which one will you choose?
他说我是对的。Mike 笑着说，如果我让你先选，你会先选哪一个呢？
Of course, I'll take the smaller one.
当然我会选择那个小个的。
Yes, Mike said. If you take the smaller one, the bigger one will be mine. Don't you think so?
Mike 说道，如果你拿了那个小个的，那个大个的不就是我的了吗？你难道不是这么想的吗？
Oh, Tom couldn't answer. Oh,
Tom 无言以对。第一题，
Tom and Mike are not always kind to each other.
Tom 和 Mike 他们并不总是很友善。第二个，
They went out to take a walk.
他们出去散步。第三个，
The waiter brought them two apples before the meal.
服务生在饭前给他们两个人拿来了两个苹果。Number four,
Mike took the bigger apple.
那么 Mike 拿了较大个的那个苹果。
Number five, who took the bigger apple at last?
谁最后拿了那个大个的苹果呢？ Mike. B 部分，
There's a bar in our town with the name The White House.
说在我们小镇有一个房子叫做白马房子。
It is Mr. Webster's.
这个房子呢是属于韦伯斯特先生的。
Few people went to the bar last year.
去年呢没有多少人来这个酒吧。
But things are quite different now.
然而现在却不一样了。
There was a picture of a white horse on the door of the bar.
在这个酒吧的门上有一幅白马的图片。
Then a stranger came in one day.
一天呢，一个陌生人来了，
drank something, looked around the bar,
喝了一些东西，环顾了一下酒吧四周，
and then said to Mr. Webster,
然后就对韦伯斯特先生说道，
Few people come here.Take down the picture of the white horse and put a picture of a black horse instead.
你这人可不多呀，来这儿的人挺少啊。把那张白马的照片拿下来，放一张黑马的照片。
But the name of the bar is the White House, Mr. Webster said.
韦伯斯特先生说道，可是我们酒吧的名字就叫做白马酒吧呀。
Yes, but do it, the man said.
这个人说的，我当然知道，但是按我说的做。
Then he went out of the bar.
于是这个人就走出了酒吧。
Mr. Webster went to an artist and said,
韦伯斯特先生来到了一个画家跟前说道，
I want a picture of a black horse.
我想要一张黑马的图片。
The next day, a picture of a black horse was on the door of the bar instead of that one.
第二天呢，我们看到酒吧门前的那张白马的图片换成了黑马的图片。
Soon after the door opened, a man came in and said,
不久之后门开了，有一个男人走了进来说道，
There's a mistake on the door of your bar, and the picture is different from the name.
说呀，你酒吧门上的这个图片贴错了。因为这个图片和你酒吧的名字不符。
The man looked, sat down, and drank something.
这个男人看着，坐了下来，喝了一些东西。
Then another man came in and said the same.
于是呢，过了一会儿，又进来了一个人，和刚才那个男人说了同样的话。
And then another and another.
然后一个接一个。
A lot of people came in and said, the picture on your door is wrong.
很多人走进来说着相同的话，你门上的照片呢贴错了。
And then they all stopped and drank in Mr. Webster's bar.
然后呀，他们就都来到了酒吧里停了下来，并且都在韦伯斯特先生的酒吧里喝了几杯。
Number one, the bar's name is the White Horse.
那么这个酒吧的名字呢就叫做白马酒吧。
Number two,There's a picture of a black horse now.
现在呢，门上的这个图片画换成了黑马。Number three, a stranger helped Mr. Webster. 这个陌生人帮助了韦伯斯特先生。Number four, many people came to this bar to show the mistake. 很多人来到这个酒吧就为了指出这个错误。Number five, from the story, we have learned that if you are in trouble, you should take others' ideas. 通过这篇文章我们得知，如果你陷入了麻烦，你应该听取别人的 ideas, 想法。首字母填空。Mr. Turner had his business and worked all day long. Turner 先生呢，拥有他自己的事业，或者说公司，他一天到晚都在工作 ,all day long, 指的是一整天。His wife was afraid that he would be ill if he kept doing like this. 他的妻子很害怕如果他继续这样下去会生病的。第二个空 ,if, 如果引导条件状语从句。So, she often tried to get him to take a holiday. 因此啊，他经常试图说服他去度假 ,try,变外为爱加 ed, tried. At last, she persuaded him to do so. Persuade, 说服。最后呢，他的妻子说服他去度假了。But she was afraid that he couldn't spend his holiday quietly. 但是呀，他很害怕他无法安心的去度假。So, before they left, 因此呢，在他们离开之前 ,Mrs. Turner said to her husband's assistant,Turner 夫人呢跟她的丈夫的助理说道 ,husbands, 这里面要使用名字所有格加上撇 s, 跟她丈夫的助理说道 ,Mr. Turner needs a holiday very much. Turner 先生非常需要假期休息一下。Please don't trouble him with letters or telephones about business problems while we are away. 于是呢就对她的助理说道呀请不要打扰他们。而且呢不要就是说发信件 with letters or telephones 或者是打电话去说生意上的一些问题在离开的这段时间。所以第五个空呢我们填的是 with, 第六个填的是 telephones, 电话。Just wait until we get back, 等着我们回来就好。A week later, 一个星期过后 ,Miss Turner get a letter from his assistant,特勒先生呢从他的助理那里得到了一封来信。It is said, 上面写着，我们一定要知道啊，这个牌子上啊，广告牌啊，标志牌上写着什么，要用 said 啊。Something bad happened to your business, 说你的生日啊，你的这个生意出现了一些问题。But I'm not going to tell you with it when you are enjoying your holiday. 但是呢在你度假的期间我并不打算告诉你发生了什么事情。所以第十个 ,enjoying your holiday, 享受假期度假。智力测试。Dick's son is the father of my son. 说 Dick 的儿子呀是我儿子的爸爸。因此 ,I am Dick's, 我是 Dick 的什么。Dick 的儿子是我的儿子的爸爸，因此我是 Dick 的，应该选的是 C 儿子，也就是说 Dick 呀，他是爷爷，对吧？爷爷的儿子是我儿子的爸爸，爷爷的儿子其实就是我，对吧？我是我儿子的爸爸，因此呢，我是 Dick 的什么呀？这个 Dick 是爷爷呀，那就是 son。第二小题 ,if three cats can kill three mice in 3 days, how many cats can kill 30 mice in 30 days? 他说如果三只猫能够在三天之内杀死三只老鼠，那么多少只猫可以在30天里杀死30只老鼠？正确答案应该是什么呀？There are three, 对吧？三只猫就可以在30天内三天可以杀死，就是捉到三只老鼠吧。那么30天呢那还是这三只猫啊。好，以上呢就是我们综合阅读的内容，大家呢可以来收听一下。